good to hear from you. Got connected with you. So it's it's Labor Day. How are you spending your Labor Day other than talking with little old me here?
Man, it's 118 degrees here in Cali. Ain't nobody on that side.
You can
it was 121
that.
Yesterday, bro. It broke every record in California history.
Oh, y'all can keep that out west. You can keep that. That's too hot for me.
Man, we didn't want that. I don't even know what that's about. Dude, that's some Arizona, Vegas kind of heat, bro.
Absolutely. So obviously 2020 has been, you know, kind of a, it's been a rough year. Okay. And I know following you on social media, you've been, you know, sharing a lot of news. Just how you personally, how have you been handling this 2020, making the best of it?
Hold on, so my wife's going to say, hey, babe, it's my wife something. Guess what's happening Tuesday, babe? Meredith? Hey, Mayor? Supposed to drop 60 degrees in Colorado and snow Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah. We're not living in strange times, bro.
Yeah.
It's supposed to drop 60 degrees. Drop 60 degrees, and they said in a 20-hour period.
Yeah, if that doesn't explain 2020.
If that ain't didn't do, I'm telling you something, 2020, but we're saying how to explain 2020. We acting like we're going to run into 2021 that's great. Mm-hmm. The first half of 2021 is going to be hectic. If you watch, even the stuff I put up, it's not even for the folks who don't believe because I've let that go. Mm-hmm. There's a segment of this world, it's about a third. When you think about it, a third of it for Trump, a third of it's gone, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like I said, it's strange. It's strange to do comedy right now. It's really weird. Mm-hmm. It's really weird to try to you want. And I always will keep my sense of humor, but I also have a responsibility not to be blind.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're one of the greatest.
And
you're one of the greatest, though. If anybody can adapt, I'm sure you can. As I wanted to talk a little bit, as obviously, you know, kind of make a lighter note here. Talk a little bit more positivity. And something that so
I'm
last,
always positive. I have to, you know what? I have to stay there, bro.
I
have to stay there.
You got to. And so last night, and my kids are a really big fan of this movie, and I wanted to highlight this as well. You've been in so many movies, different films. One of your most underrated films, in my opinion, is First Kid. I felt like
you were phenomenal.
If you could reflect on your role in First Kid for me, Mr. Sims, a.k.a. Sinbad.
You know what it was? It was actually written for Wesley Snipes.
What?
Yeah, that's why I had the action and stuff in it. I loved it. It was written. It'd been more gunplay with Wesley. I wish I could have had more gunplay, but because they made it a comedy. Yeah, so it was written for Wesley Snipes, and then they tried this. This is the funny part. When they moved and changed and put me in there, dude, they tried to make it goofy. I said, "Oh no, you're not. Hell no, you're not gonna goofy me up, dude." They wanted the kid to be putting bananas on the ground, and I'm slipping on banana peels. I said no, I'm not gonna be the big brother that's a buffoon to the little white kid. No. I said no, we're not gonna do that because I'll never forget. I saw the man who I love, Richard Pryor.
Yep.
And the movie that broke my heart was a movie called The Toy with Jackie Gleason. You remember that?
I do. Yes.
Yeah, and Jackie, he was a toy. Remember, Jackie Gleason bought him as a toy.
Yep.
For his son.
Yep.
And I said, it's funny, when he was doing that, our movies, so Which Way Is Up and all that stuff, mm-hmm. You know, he's doing our Richard Pryor stuff, we're digging it. Hollywood gets a hold of you, and they got to make you the clown.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And it broke my heart. I said, no, I'll never. Dude, every time they try to throw something stupid at me, mm-hmm. I change it to something else. They go, what are you doing? I said, well, we got to do it. Look, I'm a Secret Service agent, brother. I'm Wesley Snipes. We're going to keep it blade. We're going to blade it up, make it funny.
That's right. You still had to.
But dude,
You still had to deal with the snake, though. How was dealing with the snake?
Oh, yeah, man. Dude, that python was the laziest. And I had to try to make the snake look dangerous. That was the laziest python. He would never make it in the wild, brother. That snake would have got killed by a mouse. I had to pick him up because he was a big one. That was a big python, man.
It was pretty big.
But that brother was so domesticated. I said, bro, they must feed you hamburgers or something. I don't think you can kill a mouse.
That's all there. Yeah, that was You played it really well, though. You did make it seem like you were scared. So I wanted to see if like you were actually scared.
I mean, like he was dangerous. I had to say, I said, man, first I said, is this a real snake? Or is this robotic? They said, it's real. I said, man.
Oh, man, that is hilarious.
It was, dude, I forgot. I think his name was Sweetness. Dude, he was just the most chill. That's why, like, there's a picture of my daughter. She's on the set with me. Mm-hmm. She's holding the snake with me, man.
Yeah, that movie is classic. I just felt, you know, obviously you've got a lot more films and things you've been in, but I wanted to highlight that because that's a film that I grew up on and my generation coming up in the 90s. That was a very underrated film. And so how do you, you know, being a stand-up comedian, how do you kind of, you know, it's the best of both worlds. How do you kind of translate how you are on stand-up into the films?
You know, when we, I think most, I mean, some guys never cared about doing, but 90% of comics mm-hmm. want to have a movie career. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the part you don't know, though. We don't know if we're going to translate. You know, we hope we have confidence. We hope, you know. But remember, a lot of comics are better as a sidekick than he is as the main person. Not everybody can lead, you know. And mm-hmm. I didn't know. I think I could be that guy. So I think I'd be that guy, man. And I was auditioning for movies. And then Nick Nolte, who's about 6'4", you know, he told me, you too big to be the sidekick, brother. Ain't nobody going to let you be his sidekick. He said, you better get yourself a leading role. I said, what? Uh-uh, man, I need a little dude I can beat up.
Yeah, what are you, about 6'5", ain't you? Pretty big.
Yeah, man. I was 6'5", then before I got my knees replaced. I might be 6 feet and a half now. I don't know, dude. I didn't know they were going to take my height. I didn't know.
Yeah, I should have been on the basketball court.
I'm glad I had some extra, man.
That's right. And obviously, I grew up on all your stand-up. And obviously, you were even, I think you were on A Different World, which is, I do a lot of talking about black television shows. So A Different World, kind of reflect on that and how much that meant to your career as well.
Different World was one of those projects, you know. I know now with you know, with Kaz and the controversy with him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something, one of the smartest men I ever met in my life, one of the most pro black men I ever met in my life. Let's put it this way. The why the Cosby show worked is because he wasn't trying to make it work. He said he didn't like what he saw on TV. Mm-hmm. He said you're either part of the problem or part of the solution.
That's right.
He didn't look for a hit. He wasn't looking for a hit. He wasn't looking for syndication. They said he was going to get beat by Magnum P.I. They said he would make it half a year. Well, look, Magnum P.I. got canceled. Ain't that a trip? Mm-hmm. People don't talk about that. They don't really, even before Kaz got in trouble, it's like they couldn't give him his due. Mm-hmm. He changed TV, man.
He absolutely
he
did.
He made sick. There were no sitcoms.
None.
So when Different World hit, remember, he had a black psychiatrist, dude, a black psychologist.
Yep.
Dr. Alvin Poussin. But look at the scripts, man. Dude, he said, we're not going to mess this up.
Made history. Absolutely. And so I wanted to highlight this as well, because this was kind of getting into your early stages, as 1990, I believe, is when you did your first stand-up comedy special for HBO.
Yep.
It was called Sinbad. Reflect back on that. Take me back into the room with you backstage. You're getting ready to go out in front of this crowd. How are you feeling? What's going through your mind?
It was brain damage, as I was on the campus of Morehouse. And, dude, it's the thing, it's the Holy Grail mm-hmm. to get the HBO special. Get that, and then it was the highest rated. I think my first two were the two highest rated HBO specials for a while, man. Mm. And, dude, I was so proud of it, because here's the funny part. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to do it because HBO's whole thing is, like, we don't do clean. We're not regular TV. I said, dude, this ain't got nothing to do with clean or dirty. I said, I could be dirtier than the dirtiest comic walking. I can be clean. I can clean up a dirty joke, or I can make it dirtier. I said, it's about funny. It's about funny. You know, Bill, Red Fox, Richard Pryor, mm-hmm. Robin Williams, you know, all these guys could do anything.
That's right.
George Carlin. They don't call them just dirty comics. They don't call them dirty comics.
No.
They're comedians. They're legends. And I said, this got to be my moment. I said, and that's why I put the music and the dance. Nobody had done it. I said, dude, I got to put my spin on it. So I did it first. I got to do something that somebody else didn't do.
That's right.
And, dude, it was a moment. Dude, that moment when I walked out, and those kids, what you don't see on the special is we did two shows. The first show, when the music started, they ran on stage with us, man.
Oh, wow.
Dude, there was about 100 kids. Oh, dude, I'm laughing so hard. I'm glad we got a second show. I'm cracking up, man. These kids are dancing like that at a concert. And I said, that's what I wanted.
Exactly.
That's what I wanted. Yeah.
Oh, yep, traveling back to 1990. And speaking of the 90s, there was another film that you were, of course, once again, in my upbringing, big for my generation and my time. Good old Good Burger, as I'm a little bit hungry even saying that and having a lunch today. You were in that.
That was an accident.
Got your car
tore
up.
That was an accident, man. They asked me to do that. Dude, that was my clothes out my closet. Them crazy looking clothes.
So how exactly did you land that role in Good Burger?
Because I'd done Nickelodeon. I had done, The Kenan and Kel Show, that.
Yep.
And I did that show because I was watching these two young kids, Kenan and Kel. And I said, man, these dudes are funny. I contacted them. I said, man, I want to do a show. I played his dad, Ishbu. Yep. I wanted to do, so I ended up doing a show with them because I just thought they were so funny.
I agree. I grew up on Kenan and Kel, all that. Definitely my generation. But when I seen you, it just made it even, because I grew up on your stuff. I know it's a little bit, I mean, date-wise, it's before my time. But my dad made sure, hey, you want to watch some comedy? You better get you some Sinbad. That's what everybody needs to do here in Fort Wayne, too. You're coming here to Fort Wayne, the Clyde Theater. What you got planned for us? Yeah, I'm excited.
Dude, you know, man, this is my first rollout, bro.
Really?
You know, it's still scary. It's still scary to me, man. I'm like, dude, I've been in the house.
Right.
Man, people playing with COVID like it ain't real, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm like, for me, but I'm craving. I mean, I'm doing this virtual. I'm sitting in front of your computer screen. Yeah, I can do that. I can work an audience of one, but I miss people.
Right.
Doing stand up, but I didn't want to do something where I make other people get sick. I don't want to do something where I get sick.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm glad that some of the theaters, I said, the only thing that makes sense, because a comedy club is too small and you can't, if it only holds 400, you only can put about 100 in there.
Mm-hmm.
So at least, you know, at a theater like this, it's big enough that you can at least get some people in there and they can be safe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. Y'all getting the post-COVID Sinbad.
Let's go. That means you've been stackpiling some good jokes during this, huh?
Oh, man, please, brother. I got, dude. It's so much stuff. And the funny part, it ain't funny, but it's funny. Yeah, my mother would say, that ain't funny, but it's funny.
But it's funny. That's right. My dad says it all the time, too. It ain't funny, but it's funny. So September 18th, you'll be at the Clyde Theater. Make sure you guys get your tickets. You're listening. Go ahead and scroll on down in the description. Go ahead and check out the show. We'll be social distancing. We'll be talking to the Clyde Theater here in just a couple of minutes to give you all the details on how you can be social distance and all of that. I'm looking forward to the show. Hopefully I get to check you out and meet you possibly. Obviously social distancing 6 feet, but it'd be nice to meet you. I grew up, you know, watching all your stuff.
Cool, man.
I'm a huge fan. It'd be nice to have you here.
Let me ask you this. Is this Walter Jordan is from Fort Wayne, right?
Yes, he is.
Man, and Parker,
you know about Walter Jordan?
Come on, I played against him in an All Star.
What?
Upstate, downstate All Star game. Yes, when I was in the high school, bro. Yo,
it's such a small world.
Man, Walter was a beast, man. Oh, long brother, get up, shoot the rock.
He is going to love that audio because we're friends on Facebook and he's going to hear it. So he's.
No. And Parker was the guard, man.
Yep. Ray Parker.
Yeah, man. But man, them two.
Yep.
Them two at game. Their names always stuck out in my mind because I'm from Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
So I would roll through Indiana and play ball too. You know, so I go across, remember that Michigan. Isn't it funny when you're young, Michigan and Indiana, you enemies, man. Michigan, I'm from Indiana. But you know, the older you get, the bigger you claim. When you're young, you claim your neighborhood. And then you claim your city, and then you claim your state, and now I claim Midwest. So I claim everybody. I claim Indiana. I claim Ohio.
That's right.
I claim Michigan.
Ohio,
the older
Illinois.
You get, you claim a bigger area. You claim a bigger world, man.
Oh, he is going to love that. That's small world. Love me some Walt. he's gonna love it when he hears that. I'm gonna have to tag him and let him know. That's funny. See, I can't wait for the show. I'm sure you got a whole lot more. I can't wait to see you. Looking forward to the Clyde Theater, Sinbad here in Fort Wayne. Thank you so much for doing this. This is a huge honor, and I really appreciate it.
All right, my brother. Why are you working on Labor Day, man?
Well, someone, I get an interview with Sinbad. I ain't turning that down. I came straight in, so I'm sorry, but I grew up on all your stuff. I set everything aside. I'm like, hey, that'll work. Let's do it.
Oh, man, we can wait till Tuesday, man. I want you to work on Labor Day.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. We got it done. We got it all good to go. Now I could go home and stuff my face.
All right, man. Now, are you barbecuing?
I'm barbecuing. Throwing it on the grill.
I ain't going, dude. I ain't going outside. Dude, it's a barbecue. I just put that meat on the ground. It's so hot, man. We ordered barbecue. I am not standing outside. I am at that age now. I am not. I be sweating. The smoke is in my eyes. I'm like, not this time. No.
It's only 70 here, no. So you can keep that there.
Wait, it's about 70-something?
Yeah, it's only 72 degrees here.
How is that? You know what, man? But that's still... Because I'm Midwest. But you know, Midwest in the summer hot is like 82, right?
Yeah.
85 in the summer, Midwest is hot. I try to explain that to people, man. They don't get it. I said, no, hot with that humidity in the Midwest is 75, 80, man.
Yeah, it's still a little humid here, but we're doing all right. You can keep that 130 or whatever it is out there. We don't want none of that.
Man, it's going to be, it's almost a 60-degree, man, almost like a 50-degree difference.
Wow. That's too much.
Am I bringing a coat? Am I bringing a jacket?
You might have to. It'd be a little chilly. You might have to.
I can bring my jacket.
Bring the winter coat and the light jacket, just in case. You'll be all right.
You know what happened? You know what happened, though, man? I lost track of summer and time. I don't know if it's the same back where you're at.
Yep.
But it's like I missed the summer because I wasn't hardly going outside. I missed the heat. Mm-hmm. I mean, I go to my P.O. box. I go pick up stuff. Mm-hmm. I got all my packages coming here now. I said, it's rare. Man, my car, I only filled my car with gas 3 times this summer, man.
Wow.
Yes.
Dang. Yeah, I've still been working, so I've still had to leave and come to work. I've been swimming a couple times, but other than that,
all right,
kind of similar.
Yeah, I go swimming, but everything is around my house, man. I got my friends invite me to, hey, man, you want to come by? No, you don't kill me. No.
I've had to turn down a couple too. I did have a couple weddings that I had to attend.
Yeah.
But other than that, nope. I can't make it.
I hope he's in the back. I'll be in the back.
That's right. I see you. I'll be in the back waving my hand. Hey. And then after the ceremony, I'm out.
And they lied to you too. They lied to you. Man, we social distancing. Man, I got there. No, y'all not. They ain't got no mask.
No mask. Man, no mask. Everybody's sick.
I saw them. I got the car and got back in my car. I'm looking at y'all. I'm looking right at y'all, man. Oh, man, everybody's safe here, Sinbad. Goodbye.
Oh, that's exactly how it was.
And then two of them got sick.
I'm tagging my friend in that audio because that is exactly the same conversation. It was no social distancing. Nobody's wearing masks, but I got the hell out of Dodge pretty quickly when I noticed. I stayed for the ceremony. I was like, all right, I'm out, man. It's good to see you. So, yeah, I can't wait. You already got me cracking up, so I'm ready. I'm ready for the show. September 18th, bring that presence here to Fort Wayne, Indiana. We'll appreciate having you. Got to get Walter out there. Walter doesn't live here anymore, though.
Yeah,
he lives in Atlanta.
Where's Walter living now, man?
Yeah, Walter lives in Atlanta now.
Oh, he's in ATL.
Yeah, so we...
Is Parker still around?
No, we lost him a couple of years, unfortunately, a couple of years ago.
Don't tell me that, man. Don't tell me that, man.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that,
was, man. Yep, so we got Walter, though. Walter's still doing really good. He's still... I produce a sports show every day as well for Fox Sports, and he comes on every once in a while to school us a little bit. So I still keep in good contact with Walter. So like I said, he's going to love that, what you said.
Was Parker still in Indiana, or had he moved away too?
He had moved away too. We got like a couple things named after him here, though. Like there's like a whole like highway named after him and a street and everything. So, yep, those are the guys.
You know what's funny? Isn't it funny? That was the 70s, and no one has come along better. Ain't it crazy? Mm-hmm. we had cats in the 70s, music-wise, sports-wise, that nobody came along better.
Nope.
I don't think I've had an athlete that played better than them.
No, not basketball. We've got a couple professional football players, but In terms of basketball.
But basketball-wise, man.
Yep, Walter Jordan, Parker. That's what we got.
Yeah, man. But tell him I said what up, man.
I will.
Tell him I'll be in Atlanta.
All right. I got you. I'll let him know. Right, I'll be tagging him. I appreciate you.
Cool. All right, DC.
All right, see you.
Peace, bro.